Bill's up. Olson? Okay, Olson?
No, that's the full moon.
I'm gonna wait a minute. Just rely on this one? Okay. Being that tonight is Erev Yom Kippur, so I'd like to discuss a subject which relates to Yom Kippur in general, and it also relates to Erev Yom Kippur, and that is the inyan, or one aspect of the major inyan of Vidui. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the famous Rambam, people have expounded upon many, many times. Now it's going. Okay. Oh, and here's him. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Kol mitzvah shebe Torah, bein esei, bein los esei, im over adam alachas mehen, bein mezonah mishkargo, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, whether it's a mitzvah esei, it's a mitzvah los esei, whether a person violated intentionally or unintentionally, kishiyasa tshuva, when he does tshuva, v'yosho mecheto, when he repents from his sin, chayav lisvados lifnei akel baruch, he is required to recite vidui, to confess in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned in my shul 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, said over Rabbi Yochanan Zweig and others, that the term confession is not really a totally accurate translation. You know, because sometimes you confess, so it has the opposite effect as what Vida is supposed to have. Sometimes you feel you confess, you get it off your chest, and then you feel good at the end. You know, I mean, you feel almost like cleansed. I admitted it, I go to the confessional, and I tell whoever it is that, here's what I did. I walk out, and you're ready to do the Aver again, because, you feel that there's a certain sense of, I've gotten it off my chest. And that's not really what Vida is about. Vida is an assessment, an acknowledgement of responsibility. I think that's probably the best way. It's an acknowledgement of accountability. That's really probably the best definition, I think, of vidui. We're going to see a couple of things, and one thing I never saw till today. I thought it very fast. I'll see in a moment. But that's what the Rambam says. You have to do vidui. How do we know? Where do you see there's a mitzvah to do vidui? So it's learned out from a pasuk in Chumash. As it says, Shenema isha isha kiyasu v'gomer v'zvadu eschatos ha-masher osu. Pasuk in Parshas Noso. The Rambam quotes. We'll see the pasuk actually right now. The Rambam writes, the Rambam refers us to this pasuk. In Parashas Noso, which is really talking about a local din, but it's understood to have broader ramifications. It's Perek Hay, Posit Vav, in Parashas Noso. Let's find it. There we go. By the very pasuk, parakei pasuk hayz by the very shemo shalemor daber bnei Yisrael isho isho kiyasu mikol chatos adam limo mal b'Hashem ve'oshmo hanefesh ahu, or more correctly ve'oshmo hanefesh ahi pasuk zayin v'isvadu es chatos amasher osu. They have to admit the sin or confess the sin. Again, I'm using the standard translation. Just curious to see how article translated. They probably translated as confess. No. That's the most.
If that's confession.
Yeah.
Why does it say that who holds that in the Rambam that there's an inyan of going before and doing confession in front of other people?
Right. So I just said before. I think that a very good translation would be an acknowledgement of accountability. Probably the best definition would be the acknowledgement. I'm accountable to this person. It's sometimes you can do. The example I mentioned on Shul Fuchs that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan's wife in Florida, he said, let's say you have a guy who makes an appointment with somebody, sets it up, and a person is traveling, supposed to meet him in a certain place at a certain time. And then the person set the appointment, oversleeps, and he misses the appointment. And this guy, other guy, put out the time and effort to come there and so on. So the guy really feels bad. But, so what does he do? He decides, I'm going to change my ways, I'm going to buy an alarm clock. Now that's true. I feel bad for what I did. I regret it, and I'm going to improve in the future. I'm going to get an alarm clock so I don't have this problem again, and I'm going to make sure that I get up in time. Yeah, but he still hasn't really straightened out with that person. He's done self improvement, and that's certainly part of the tshuva process, no doubt. But self improvement is not enough. He, in order for the tshuva to be complete, tshuva, he has to acknowledge accountability to that person. You wronged this person. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough just to say, okay, I regret that I did this, and I'm going to make sure I take steps to avoid the temptation to arrange that I shouldn't fall into this trap again. That's all good, the self-improvement. I'm not minimizing it. It's a major piece of it. But there also has to be an acknowledgement of accountability. I wronged, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. aside from, you know, the flaw in my own character.
There's a difference, because you can stand before Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and there's nothing going, Rambam's position, going in front of, you know, sort of like the Rabbim and saying, you know, once it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, once it comes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu,
That's a different thing. That's different.
So I was referring to the aspect of accountability, the day of accountability with Nei Rabin. You know, to
so you asked about confessing sins publicly.
Right, so
that's a different thing. I see. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. You should do public. Ashri, the two conflicting psukim, Ashri and the Sui Pesha.
Right.
It's better to keep a Torah, keep it covered, all this. It depends.
Because then that really means confession.
That's right.
Really coined around.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad translation. It's not a fully, it's not a complete translation. That's what I was saying before. Anyway, also the translator is confession. I don't mean to suggest that confession is the wrong thing. It's just it's incomplete at this point. Okay. Anyway, this says they shall confess it in the committee, shall make restitution for his guilt, and and if to pay a certain amount. This is talking about a person who goes ahead to use something which he wasn't supposed to use, so he has to make this confession. Anyway, that's the pasuk. In the edition of Torah Shleimer of Kasher, remember Kasher's Torah Shleimer, which is what the title suggests, like a complete anthology of Midrashim and interpretation on the Pesukim throughout the Chumash. I don't think we have Sefer Dvarim. It just goes up to the end of Bamidbar. But on this Pasuk, in Parshas Noso, so Sefer Yizuta says, even though it's talking there about a local issue, nevertheless, do confession, and that's for this type of sin. But uminayin af misos ukrisos, what about other types of averus for which have more severe punishments, such as misa or kares and so on? So he says, nevertheless, it says chatosam. The rabos mitzvahs below sase kiasul rabos mitzvah. Learns the Sifrei Zuta presents in the psukim that this chiyav of visvadu, although presented in a local situation here in Parshas Noso, is words in the pasuk is expanded to cover all kinds of different averus. That's the basic idea. Now, therefore the Rambam therefore is okay in quoting this pasuk for the general mitzvah of tshuva. Even though it's not talking per se here in Parshas Noso about tshuva, it does mention vidu in a very local context, but since the Sefer Zuta, possibly other midrashim, expanded it to cover all averus and other chataim, so therefore the Rambam is justified in taking this pasuk and saying that this is the source for vidu in general. Okay. There is another pasuk, though, earlier in the Chumash, and I think it's probably the first time that the vidu comes up in the Chumash at all, and that is back in Parashat Vayikra. This is in Noso here in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, in Parak Hay, towards the end of the Parashat Vayikra, the pasuk says also about a person who, again, a local din, misusing things relating to the Mishkan, or swearing falsely, a bunch of different things, and it says, "V'hoya ki yasham al achas me'ela." If you do any of the, you're guilty of any of the above things, whatever exactly they are. V'hisvado asher choto aleha. It's Parakei Pasuk Hay in Vayikra. V'hisvado asher choto aleha. V'hisvado asher choto aleha. So here on this topic, the Ramban has a discussion, and there in Vayikra, and. And the Ramban says, he begins to say, that a person has to bring a carbon chatas, that's what it's talking about, and a carbon osham, fine. But then he writes, Aval al-da'as aboseinu, says the Ramban in Vayikra, according to our Chachamim, and he refers to this Sifri Zuta that we just said. That's how I found the Sifri Zuta, not Ramban. He says, Vishvada shechot aleh, I'll call on his karm b'parsha, af tumas mikdash v'kodshav, ushuus bitu shem b'shogeg, ushar kol chatas l'mad mikan. Aval hiskar vidu becoming a shushua sa'edi explains why it mentioned it specifically here. Rabbanah says, why here is vidu mentioned if it refers to all these other things? That's one thing he deals with. But then he adds, Rabbosena omru, kisvada shechot ala klal chol chato shetun vidu. All of errors require vidu. And a pasuk in Parshas Noso comes to include all type of ashamas, kach mfosh besifri. So the Ramban tells us that you have these two psukim, which together sort of, again, I'm referring to Sifri Zut also, tell us that this concept of Vida is not a local din at all, but it comes to apply by all different averus and all different situations a person commits chatoin. That's the Ramban. Okay. And I should mention as well, say for Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samadal, Kedarko follows the Rambam, says the Mitzvah Vidui, he's in Parshas Noso, on the Pasuk Noso, he says it goes on all Averus. Good. Listen to Malbim. The Malbim makes a very interesting comment. The Malbim just on that Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, The Malbim says on the word Vizvada, Geder HaVidui. What is Vidui? What exactly is we discussing? What exactly is it? So the Malbim writes, Geder HaVidui, Hu Hefech HaKfiro VaHaKosha. It's the opposite of denial. Behu Shemefarsen Bepiv, it means you verbalize Dover Sheteva B'nei Adam LaHalimo. Something which, by nature, a person will want to hide, would prefer to hide. For example, and he says we have different types of things. Sometimes when you wrong a person, you know, example, when you deal with another person, shemoda shvach chaveru, shemoda gnus atzmo, you praise a friend and you denigrate or you admit a failing yourself. Okay, and they're both kinds of things. Those both things are included on the word visvado. For example, he says the first type, which is when you moda in someone else's greatness, Yehuda atayo ducha achecha. That's the word Yehuda atayo ducha achecha. Same word vidui. Yehuda's name, Atayo Ducha Checho, says Yaakov, you know. Or, when Yehuda was born, Leah said, Hapam Odes Hashem. Ki derech b'nei Adam, lehale ma'as acher. Most people don't like to look for the positive in other people. And when they see it, you know, keep quiet about it. They don't like to acknowledge ma'as of other people. V'chein darkov, it's a b'chol b'teva, that's just the way it is. And in fact, he says, the Medrash says, Miyom Shabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lohay Adam Shehod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabos Leah Vodiso. It's a Gemara. Gemara says until Leah came, nobody actually thanked Hashem or modet Hashem the way Leah was in the whole world. Because people's teva is not to do that, he says. Alright? And then he says, Min Hasheni, I'm skipping a little bit, the second type of vidui is Haudal Chatov, Odal I Pishal Hashem, Modav Ozirucham, and so on. These different types of places where Haudal refers to admitting one's own fault, Ki Miteva Adam Lahalim Chatov, because it's natural for a person to hide his sin. And therefore, Tanaya Karban, Shiyakav, Yod HaChetah, the purpose of Karban, as here to talk about there, Vayikra is the Karban, you have to recognize Yizvada, Vidizvaram, and so on. So this is the Malbim's take, and it's an important point, really, what Vidui is. It goes against the grain, it goes against what a person would generally tend to do. And that's why it's such a piece, such a step. So that the Malbim, huh?
Yeah. That's the defenders of Vidui.
Yeah. Yeah, so he actually hints at that. Okay, I mean, the word toda, I'll mention now, the word hodah means thanks and also means admission, right? So hodah is the bracha of modim in Shemesh, it's called hodah. Hodah also is admitted, like hodah is baldin, we have a concept of dili mamonis. Person admits, and modim admits us, you know, the same word. So the truth of the matter is, the both are together, but both go, I don't remember from the Hutna, but others have said it also, that in order to thank somebody, you have to admit that you got something from somebody else, that you couldn't have done something yourself, or you could have done it as well, or whatever, so you have to admit that. And the truth of the matter is, grammatically, okay, when you admit something, Modim Anachnu Loch Sha'atahu Hashem is not thank you, that is, I'm admitting, because in Hebrew grammar, you're Modeh She, you admit that. You thank on something. Nodeh lecha al shen kalta lo shen al. So look in the bracha modim, it begins, it both you in modim. Modim and achas shah tosh. And then we say, al nifo sele. Anyway, nodeh lecha al, huh? What's that?
Gratefully acknowledged.
Right, right. So it goes together. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's all right. Anyway, what I saw today for the first time, and referred to this, so the Ksava Kabbalah. I mean, not the first time I saw the Sefer. The Ksava Kabbalah is really an interesting Sefer Yaakov C. Mecklenburg, where he goes through Psukim and Chumash, and he really shows how the Divrei Chazal are rooted in the text itself. And he comes from some very, very fascinating positions on, sometimes even against, you know, the standard interpretations, where he shows everything's rooted in, that's why he calls it a Ksava Kabbalah. The Kabbalah not meaning Kabbalistic, meaning tradition, you know, that was received in the Sefer, in this case. Anyway, so on this person, this Fadah, he writes, Pirshu Lashon Hodah. It's been explained as a language of Hodah. Kenyan Hodah will become kind of a morgul if you're ever saying it, right? People admit the small things like the rabbi say. The Ein Zenochon Hodaiti, says the Yaakov C. Mecklenburg, I don't think that's where the word comes from. I don't think it's from the word Hodah. Ki Iker Havidui Ein Hodah Sachet, I have the German word in parentheses, I don't speak German, but he says, Ki Iker, or Yiddish, Ki Iker Havidui Ein Hodah Sachet. He says, let's understand something. The ikar of vidui is not to admit the chait. Aval ikar bo hu haskama hagemur azivas hachait. The ikar of vidui is to agree to abandon, to go away from the chait, not to do the chait anymore. Kimosha kosav Rambam Bilchus Tshuva, as the Rambam says, yigmor believer. I didn't read that far, but it's in that same Rambam. Okay, in Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph. Actually, this is the next Perak, Perak Beis, right? Perk base, alach base, and our pizza is a Maya, true, which is as a chet cheto, the Asim Rashad, Yig more believable, so I say, oh, right? So, yeah, right, right. But he links them together. He says that he says Vidu, and especially in the Rambam's formulation, as far as Shabbos, you know, as many point out, the Rambam sort of, what do you count as the mitzvah? Is a Vidu, is a Tshuva somehow? It's both, it's a fusion. So this is what he says, very fascinating. He holds that this is part of Vidu. Okay, Kemosha Kaz Yazar Yashadarko, and so on and so forth. The Zeu Shalom Yashu Zechet Olam. I'll never come back to the sin. Zeu Ikar Shal Vidui. Vim Nefarish Lashon Visvada Hodas Achet Avad. If we're going to translate Vidui as just Hodah, as admitting the sin, Chaser B'Muvano HaIkar HaMechuvim B'Vidui. You're missing an ikardic point, namely the idea of Azivas Achet, you know, Kabbalah and so on. And he says, it's also a question of Rekiva, that Gemara, Henry referring to that Gemara 4, the Ainler, Rekiva says, Ain Lefarish Achet B'Shas Vidui, and so on. What do you mean, aim the fire, shachet, b'shazir? So what's the Vida then? Well, what's going on? Okay? And so he brings a few eyes in the Gemara, and he says, therefore, I think it's like this. And he says, furthermore, again, a grammatical point, he says, gam loshon visvada b'loshon hispael. How does that work exactly? Hispael is ain't no movement of parish there. It doesn't work grammatically. Lochein nir eli, says the Ksava Kabbalah. Lefarish milas visvada, lefia ikar mechumin yavida achet, v'hu azivas achokas achet, kisharsho, Yud Dalad Hey Yadeh, which is Asher Horoso Harchaka, the Hashlocha, throwing something away. Kemo Vayadu Evan B. You know, I think it's an Echo. Vayadu Evan B. Like they cast rocks. In fact, the word Nida, whether it's used in the case of a Nida woman or it's used in general, you know, Haisel Nida, like someone's cast off outside, right? Yadu Ala Goro, and so on. He quotes other psukim. And v'yad tiel lecho michutz l'machane, right? Michutz l'machane, outside. So he demonstrates here the word of vidui is aziva sachet, because what is vidui? It is cast, the word vidui comes from removing the chet. I verbalize the error for the purpose of sort of bringing it out, casting it out. It's out, it's not part of me anymore. That's how he translates. I thought that was a very, very unique, again, I've never seen it before. That was a unique interpretation. In terms of the word Vidu. Just two other comments about the word Vidu before I get to what I want to mention about Erev Yom Kippur per se. The Chidor in the Sefer Midbar Kedemos, Mareches Vav, and the word Vidui. At the end of Mareches Vav, he has a couple of comments relating to Vidui. So he writes as follows, in Os Yud Ches, he says, Vidui, Ikra Vidui, the Ikra Vidui is Letzar Shechot Shech. It's an absolute admission without excuses. I did this, you know, sometimes, you know, kids come to the, sent to my office, so, you know, what happened? You know, I did this, but, you know, it was really because the other guy, you know, it was always a terrorist, you know, it was an excuse. I didn't do the work, but that's because I had a problem. Anyway. There's always a terutzim, so you can admit something, but you have a million and one, you know, terutzim. So he said, and that was the problem, by the way. There, Hefresh ben Shaul says, "L'David Hamelach Olashom." The Shaul, Akesha Amar Chatasi Lo Hechli. When Shaul admitted the sin by when he left the animals of Amalek alive, and after Parsha Zohar, he left the animals of Amalek alive. He said, "I sinned." He said, "V'Amar Ki Yoreisias Am." I was afraid of what the people were going to do. He had a teretz. The double David Hamelach Olashom Techem Amar Chatasi. That was it. Okay, and then he admitted the sin, and then no teretzim. That's one thing the Chidor says. Another thing, interesting thing, acute to Chavya.
That goes very stark on what the Malbim was saying. It's not really connected your will.
To say something, but I had a teretz. Right, no, very good. Exactly right. Then the Chidor writes, and also your test there, Marach HaZvod, Bidvar Ketemos, Vidui, Kazui, Shonam, the Tama, Vidui, the Kamal and Modi, Bekanas, Potter. Kachadosh Baruch Hu, Kovesh, Edusa, right? Modi, Bekanas, Potter. So he borrows it. You want to be potter from punishment, Kodesh Baruch Hu, be moder. Moder b'knas is potter. And with Zeh Pirish Hagon, whatever this is, Avraham Brody, he says, in fact, he mentions here, even if moder b'knas v'acharkach bo eidim potter, right? You're moder something, and then later on someone testifies, you're already potter. So dinim moment is din. So the Chidor says, and maybe this is what I really didn't want to say for tonight, you know, a person does a Davida before Yom Kippur, it's moder b'knas v'acharkach bo eidim, even if the category, even if the, you know, the enemy prosecutor, the attorney, would come and go, oh, but I was already mowed in the class. Which leads into the following question. We all know that on Erev Yom Kippur, Temincha, tomorrow, we already are going to say the Vidui in the Shema Esrei, the Silent Shema Esrei. So what's the idea of Vidui before? Huh? So according to this Chidah,
on the Mother Binah side, so then that would explain further why Misa and Karetz requires Yisurim.
Right, just wouldn't, right. It doesn't work by. Okay, good. Okay, good. Good. All right. So that's the that's the lead-in. So in the Shulchan Aruch we find the following statement. An interesting statement relating to tomorrow morning. Or wee hours of the morning, whenever we say slichot. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Reish days, Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Towards the beginning, let's see. Tov Reish Beis Sif Al, only has one Sif. It says as follows. It's called, the name of the chapter is Seder Aseres Mechuma. So the Mechaber simply writes, V'chol Ayom Mishmein Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, Mar B'Metzulas Tachnunim. Fine. The Ramo adds, V'om Revinam Alkeinu Erev Boker, except on Shabbos, okay? And even if there's a Bris Mila, you don't say Tachnun, you still say Evinam Alkeinu, fine. The Omrim B'chol Yom Gimel Pamim Vidui Kodam Alos HaShachar. We say the Vidui three times every day of the Seder Mechuma, again except for Shabbos, before Alos HaShachar, it's referring to Slichas. At the end of the Slichas, we know we say Hashamnu three times, right? After Shema Kleino, after all those Tzukim, after Shema Kleino, we say Hashamnu, we say it three times. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah says Omrim B'chol Yom Gimel Pamim Vidui Kodam Alos HaShachar. That's the proper time to say Slichas before Alos, before dawn. Milvad be'erev Yom Kippur, except for erev Yom Kippur, it's tomorrow. She'ein omrim oso ela pam echad. Tomorrow, erev Yom Kippur, we're only going to say, and it's true, we look in the slichas of tomorrow, we're only going to say the vidui one time, one asham to tomorrow, not three. Okay, and that's it. That's what Ramo says. Okay, and it goes on to something else. That's the Ramo. So the Vilna Gaon in the Biur HaGro writes, again to explain this reason that the Ramo says, and that's our practice. We say at the end of slichas every single day. The Hashamnu three times, except for tomorrow. Erev Kippur, only one time. And the Rambam doesn't give a reason why. So the Vilna Gaon says, B'divrei Maskil Milvad, the Biur HaGro, why? Very strange comment, somewhat cryptic. Mipnei she'asidim lomar beis pamim the mincha ve'arvis. Because memele, you're going to say vidui another two times that day anyhow. Okay? In other words, you only have to say it once in the morning by slichas, before alos, because you're going to say it another two times, and then mincha, okay, the Arvis. And he also writes, who Yontif Gamkein. And Erev Yom Kippur is also Yontif. Erev Yom Kippur has a little bit of a status of Yontif, as I was saying before. You know, so that's the whole question whether the mitzvah to eat already is chal tonight, it's just tomorrow morning. There's a status of Yontif to Erev Yom Kippur for the fact that we received the Luchos Shnios. Right? So the Luchos Shnios came actually on Yom Kippur. That was the first Yom Kippur in history. That's why Yom Kippur was Nikba as a day of Slicha and Mechila, because the major sin of the Jewish people was completely forgiven, even though Hashem forgave them earlier. But as long as they didn't have the luchos, it was still, you know, not the forgiveness wasn't complete. So the total mechila, the total slicha came on Yom Kippur. And you can't celebrate on Yom Kippur, obviously, so we celebrate the day before. So it's the quality of Yontif to Erev Yom Kippur. And so, you know, that's the Nafkumin Chavs, for example, about the eating on Erev Yom Kippur. I'm going to talk right now, but it's about the diet. The Nafkumin, let's say a guy knows that he's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, for medical reasons, let's say. The doctor's instructed he can't fast on Yom Kippur. Is he still permitted to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? If you hold the whole Indian to eat on Erev Yom Kippur somehow as a preparation for the guy's not fasting. So Ken Zani wouldn't have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And then but on the other hand, if it has to do with the Yontif, then it'll make a difference what's going to happen on Yom Kippur. Well, it's all about women. Are women obligated to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Is it connected to Yom Kippur? Is it a separate mitzvah? Anyway, there are a number of issues with that. But on this topic, so the Vilna Gaon really gives us two reasons here as to why there's an abbreviated Asham. There's only one Asham, only one Vidui in the Slichos tomorrow instead of three. So now Kaf HaChaim points out, again in that same Siman, Tov Reish Beis, in Os Yudalad, the Kaf HaChaim writes, he quotes this Vilna Gaon, he says, really, he quotes the Ramah, right? Mivad be'erev Yom Kippur, be'erev Yom Kippur, she'en omus ala pam achas. We only say one Hashamnu tomorrow. La'atam, kosa v'rokeach, he kosa v'rokeach, that's on a Rishon already, simrei shudal, v'fishi yesh lo izvadas b'mincha kodam achilasa u'b'mayrev. He's going to say slichas, not slichas, he's going to say Hashamnu two more times anyway. Okay? V'chein kosa v'agro, el asher kosa v'otam achas, v'shu yantav gamken. He brings another reason it's also yantav. Then he quotes another sefer, I'm not sure what it stands for, a base dollar, I'm not sure what sefer that is, that the Kaf HaChaim is quoted. Okay? He says, Mio, he points to the base Yosef, Mio base Yosef, Sof Simon Tov Reish Dalad, Kosovo, Iker Diver Kech, and Isgadol Lo Nagu Kane. He quotes the Beis Yosef, says that that's not our minig. We don't follow that rule. Elagam bashkomes emet kippurim omim gimel vidui. He quotes in this sefer that's not the minig. That's not the minig. I guess among the Sfaradim, anyway, but Ashkenazim, we do that. We only say Hashem the once. But the Kaf HaChaim quotes among certain Sfaradim Shaposkin that in fact we don't follow this, and they do say Hashem all three times. Aval, even the Kaf HaChaim admits, Hachronim Kosu Kedive Rakech O Moram. The Hachronim Paskin like the Rakech and the Ramosha, or we call the Ramo. Especially, he says, Bulavach, Yehokasab, the El Osir Gimel, the Fide of Arizal, Gam Bisharim, Elam Rak Pamachas. Happens to be the position of the Arizal that, in fact, all week long you should only say Hashem the once. That's what he mentioned in the previous. We say it three times, but the Arizal says you should not say Vida more than once, because it sounds like, you know, you're completely say Adrabah Kofa Vida Hub Kikelab Shavakio. Like, you know, you go back to your spit, you know, you said it once, okay, you're done. You have to go back to it again and again, okay? But that's the position of the Arizal. I don't know, maybe, but I don't know how they do it. Huh?
It doesn't bother me.
I say three times. Yeah, so there you go. So you can follow your reason. I'm just saying that's the reason I said. So I think there are people who only say it once. But the Megillah Ashkenazic practice, anyway, and some of them, Kaf HaChaim, even the Sardin, will say it three times. But okay, we need to understand what does it mean the Vilna Gaon, this, or really from the Rokeach, it's not the Vilna Gaon, it's from the Rokeach, that you only have to say it once because you're going to say it two more times. I understand the one in Mincha. But Meyer's already, Tzadim Kippur the next day. How does that connect to the, very, very schwer? I mean, I didn't really see anyone analyze it, but I thought it's an unusual thing to say. You don't have to say Ashamnu in the Slichas tomorrow morning three times. You don't say it once, because maybe you're going to say it two more times anyway during the course of the day. Mincha and Meyer. What do you mean Mincha? Meyer's ready the next day. Meyer's already in Kippur. Mincha, I understand. That's my question.
Well, what's the better of the question before that? Why is there no need of saying it three times?
Right. Okay. That's true. Which I'm not going to go into now. I mean, but that's the Ramo. That's the minute used to say three times. Three is always for like it's chazoka established. It's finite or something along those lines. They write half asleep. Okay. So like I said, I'm agreeing with Miguel. Okay.
Unless you say everything builds up to the ultimate video of Yom Kippur, so one is connected to the other. Whereas the whole aspect of it.
Yeah, but see, what falls short, and I hear what you're saying, but falls short is again, so the truth is, though, we have, if you're going to count Ma'ariv, then really has four times. We say it both in Ma'ariv and in these, you know, we say Slichos after Ma'ariv, to call it Vinay, right? There's no Chazar Shas. We say everything, you know, all the Yala and all these Piyutim with your Gilmidis, and then we do say it before. It's a little strange. It could be that's what he's saying, but I thought it was a little unusual. Here's the direction I was thinking. The Gemara Yuma that pays on the base states the following: Tanar Bonin, mitzvahs vidu erev kippurim im chashecha. The mitzvah vidu erev kippur towards dark. Aval amru chachamim yisvada kodem sheyocho v'yishte. But the chacham said you should really do the vidu before you eat and drink. Shema titarif daita besuda. Okay, so there's something to get messed up in your suda. What does it mean? Apparently, the ikar mitzvah vidu erev kippur is as it gets dark, right? You know, late in the day. But the Chacham said, you better say Vida before you eat and drink, before the Suda Mafsek, which is what we do. We do most of the Suda, I don't know, one in the minute of Mincha tomorrow, one, two, three, probably have several minyanim throughout the day tomorrow, and then you eat the meal at 4:30, whatever the timing exactly to be. It's not like Yom Kippur is the one night, you don't come to Shul and Dan Mincha. You know, usually on this night, we're Roshana, Sukkot, whatever, Pesach, Friday night, we come and Dan Mincha, and then Ma'ariv. Yom Kippur, we've already done Mincha early in the day, and then we have the Suda Mafsek, and we come just for Kol Nidre. So the Gemara says Yisvada Kodesh Yishte Kshama Titarif Daito Besuda. Somehow something will happen in the meal, and you won't be able to go into Yom Kippur, or you won't have your wits about you, or whatever it is. And then it says V'afal Pish Yisvada Kodesh Shachov Veshasa Misvada Lachas Shachov Veshasa Shema Yer Dvar Kal Kol Besuda. Even though you already said Vidui, you should say Vidui again after you ate. So maybe you messed something up and it needs vidu that you did in the Suda. Ralph Alpish is Vada Arvis, even though you said vidu in Arvis, the Meyer of Yom Kippur night, is Vada Shachris. Shachris is Vada Musav. Musav is Vada Milcha. Milcha is Vada Manila. And that's what we do. Right? Each time, another vidu. It's not like you say vidu once, now you're off. You always have to be saying vidu. Rashi writes, Imcha Shecha. What does that mean, Imcha Shecha? The original mitzvah is to say vidu Imcha Shecha, says Rashi, means La'achar Achilo, after you've eaten your Suda Mafsek, your last meal, Mishakibel Olav Yom Kippur. You've already accepted Yom Kippur. Right before Kol Nidre, right there. Why? Shema Titarav Daito Machmas Shichris. But the Chacham said you better do it before the meal. So maybe you'll eat too much, you'll drink too much, you'll get too jolly, whatever it is, you won't be able to say a proper vidu. So you better say the vidu before. There's what to say about that. You know, what does that mean? I mean, you know, we're afraid of having a drunk and having a kippur. So what does it mean? Is he not going to do vidur? He's not going to do it properly? I don't know. There's something to talk about there too. But even though you did that vidur, now you go eat your shalom sekas. When it comes to shul for Meiriv again later, you have to say vidur again in Meiriv, because maybe something happened in the meal. Var kalkol shalchet, says Rashi. And then it says, even if you did vidur Meiriv, not even if, even though you did vidur Meiriv, you have to do it again in Shachas, again Shachas, again Menachem, etc. That's the Gemara in Yuma. Okay. The Ran, on the back, he quotes the Ramban. It's the Ran is in on the Rif, Tavvav with Aleph, the pages of the Rif, Yerum Asel Tanar Abonon. It's in the Ramban. He writes, I'm reading from here. What does it mean that you're supposed to do it Tzorach Shiz Vadel Achar Sheyochav Yishteh? So the Gemara says you have to do it before the meal because something may go funny in the meal. Okay, we do that, right? That's Mincha. We're going to say Vidur Mincha. And then, even though you did it, you have to do it after the meal. What does after the meal mean? Says the Ram. Betzilas Arv is at Meiriv time. You know, this one has to say Meiriv. Kach Pirsho Rishon. That's what Rishon explained. That's a reference to Meiriv. And then it goes on. It says, even though you did a Meiriv, do it again Shachar. The Haramban Zol Hikshon. But the Ramban asks, wait a second. Im Isa, Havale Misne Afa Pishis Vada Kodim Shiach Vishtam Is Vada Arvis. The language should have been that even though you already did the Vidu before you ate, you still have to do it Meiriv. Why did it say you still have to do it again after eating drink? That's a funny version. Call it Meiriv, Arvis. Call it what it is. I mean, and it would fit in well with the rest of the Gemara, because the rest of the Gemara continues. Arvis, Yisvada Shachar. Shachar, you did it by Shachar, still Yisvada Musaf, etc. So it should have said, even though you did it, Afo Yisvada Kodesh, Yochav Yisvada, Misvada when, the Arvis. It shouldn't say Misvada La'achar Sheyochav Yishteh. That's not the issue. You're doing it in Meiriv time. Sometimes it's a funny formulation. And furthermore, he says, like it says by the others, right, as you just said. And he says, oh, the mashal ha'chzav, the mitzvah v'yishe erev kippur, im chashecha, hu dahayna la'achas yochav ishteh. Ela shikdimu lo chacham lezvara kodem shochum mishum shemit tarv dayit v'suda. V'alo kamar sh'afo pish yitzvichu lo lahaktim, lezvados ikra avidu lo hipsa nes mekomo. He said like this, but how did the Gemara start? The Gemara started by saying that erev kippur, you have to do vidi when? Im chashecha, like I said before, just before it gets dark. The only thing is, the Chacham said you should also do vidu when? Before you eat. Shema, whatever happens in the meal. He says, Ramban, but it still sounds like that original vidu of when? Of im chashecha, that didn't disappear. The Chacham just said you should also do it before. But there's still a chiyuv of im chashecha. But that's not Meiriv. Meiriv's not im chashecha. Because that's not Erev and Kippur. Meiriv's not Erev and Kippur. How did the Gemara start? Tanur Rabbanan, mitzvah vidu Erev Yom HaKippurim. Huh? Oh, good. We'll see. Okay. So. But it's a funny lashon, says the Ramban. Mitzvahs vidi erev yom kippurim im chashecha. Don't tell me that means Meiriv, because then they wouldn't have called that what? Erev yom kippurim. That's not erev yom kippurim. That's Meiriv. It's yom kippur already. It is yom kippurim. So evidently, there's some kind of vidi im chashecha right, just before or at nightfall, the time we do Kal Nidre, you know, around that time. And so the Ramban says it's very strange. So therefore, we wouldn't have said Arvis. All right, so, and then you're going to tell me, even though, then the Gemara goes on, and it's even stranger. Even though you did Vidui before you ate, you still have to do it again at Meiriv. Well, no kidding, Meiriv's Yom Kippur, you can do Vidui all day. Would anyone have a Havamina? Oh, well, I don't have to say Vidui at Meiriv, Yom Kippur. It doesn't fit in. Anyway, the Ramban writes, therefore it appears to him, okay, and he really says it's in Rashi. He says, "Lachach v'chach pirish Rashi dahochi kamar mitzvahs vidu she'erev kippur shetorf lizvados kodem she'ikones liyom b'tshuva hu im chashecha somuch liyom atzmo." There's a mitzvah vidu and erev kippur to say the alchet yashamnu just before the day starts, late in the day, the last few moments of daylight, before somuch liyom atzmo. There's no opportunity, you know, like be by yourself, so you can't talk Lashon Hara, right? Say Vidu the last second of Erev Yom Kippur, so you'll have said Vidu without an opportunity for another Aveira, and then suddenly it's Yom Kippur. It's already Yom Kippur, he says. But the Chacham said, but something might happen to me, so he said you should do Vidu earlier. Basically, it comes out, I'll save time not reading the whole Ramban, but the Ramban comes out, and his opinion is, that in fact there is a mitzvah to say vidu. Yes, we have to do it before the meal, mincha time, true. Okay, but there's another mitzvah to say vidu again the last few moments of daytime, Erev Yom Kippur. Another mitzvah. It's not talking about Myriv. Myriv first day, then the Gemara will go on to Myriv.
Yeah.
But the, huh? What's that? Well, he doesn't say what. That's a good question. Doesn't say what. Here, we'll see in a moment. He doesn't say just Vidoy. But there is some kind of mitzvah. And he brings a Raya as well from the Tosefta. Okay? And he says, that's the Ramban. The Ramban calls it a Shita. The Ramban is the remarkable Shita. But there's a Chiv of Vidoy besides it, Mincha, before the Suda. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, Mincha, whatever. Besides the Mincha, there is a Chiv of Vidoy Im Chashecha. Now, he says that's what Rashi holds. He says that. Not Kol Nidre necessarily, but Tfil Zaka. We'll see in a moment. Okay, that's the Ramban. Okay, he says it appears what Rashi says, but they point out the way the Ramban quotes Rashi is not exactly the text that we have in Rashi. Okay, it's not exactly the same. It doesn't exactly work in Rashi the way we have it. And he writes the Sefer Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Tosfos Yom Kippurim is part of a trilogy of a Svarim by Reb Moshe Ibn Chaviv, the great Sephardi authority, early Achronim. So he wrote a three-part Sefer on the three Tishrei Yom Tovim, on the Gemaras of the three Tishrei Yom Tovim. So they put it all in one volume. So he has a Sefer called Yom Trua on Masechta Shoshana, a Sefer called Tosfos Yom Kippurim on Masechta Yuma, and a Sefer called Kapos Tmarim on Sukkah, on Sefer Sukkah. Anyway, so he writes on this daf in Yuma, it's a Pesach Ayin and Beis. He quotes his Gemara. He says, Rashi says, La'ach, our version of Rashi says, La'ach Achila Mishekibel Olav Yom Kippurim. Rashi, the version that we have in Rashi is not the way Ramban quotes it, that the video of that evening is after Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. So that means Meir. And he writes, Dover Borer, the Rashi Bola Fuke Peirush Ramban. Rashi is coming to exclude the possibility of agreeing with the Ramban that there's some kind of chiyuv to having it beforehand. That's how he says. Okay. But anyway, it's clear what exactly Rashi holds, you know, you can debate. But it's clear that the Ramban is of the position, as quoted by the Ramban, that there's a special chiyuv of Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur a few minutes before nightfall. The Beis Yosef quotes this Ramban in the beginning of Or Chaim Siman Tov Reish Zion, you know, Tov Reish Zion. Ramban quotes this whole Ramban with his kash and his life and the Tosef and everything. But at the end, the Ramban writes, the Beis Yosef writes, just a moment, where is it now? At the end, the Beis Yosef writes, just a moment, starts with the Omas of Tanar Abonon. On the Beis Yosef, give me a moment. Just bring down the page. No. Just a second. Oh, here it is, 1 second. Yeah, here it is. At the end, the Ramban writes, the Beis Yosef, writes, he says, Ra'olam lo nahagu kedivrei Ramban. The world does not follow this Ramban. There's no vidui that we say a moment or two late in the day. We say Vidui in Mincha before the Suda Mafsekas. We're going to say Vidui again in Meiriv, you know, as part of Yom Kippur. But there is no, he said, Olam lo nagu kedivrei Ramban. The Olam is not knowing like the Ramban. However, despite this authoritative statement by an authority, the way to the Beis Yosef, not everybody is so fast to agree to that. The Shaloh, in his version of Maseches Yuma, the Shaloh writes, in my edition, it's page Tanakh and Beis, but it's very hard to find it in the Shalom. So I'll just read it out loud. The Shalom also quotes this Ramban, and the Shalom writes that even though the Beis Yosef says what he says, and certainly I have to take the Beis Yosef seriously, but here it is. Nevertheless, Yeah, that's what I love about the, you know, it's hard to find in the Shalom. The page is all messed up. Anyway, the Shalom writes, in this version anyway, V'olam afa gav, afa pisha, Beis Yosef, Simen Tov Reish Zayin, Kosov, V'olam lo nagu kedivrei Ramban, even though the Beis Yosef said the world doesn't follow Ramban, the Velt isn't like that, Mikoma kamatni omer, I hold, the Shalom I hold, Hanoi kedivrei Ramban, hu minik tov v'yosher ben elokim, it is proper to be chosher Ramban, and that, V'chein ani nohig, and that's what I personally do, says the Shalom. When I see mamish, the sun is setting, it's about to be ben hashmos, the sun's about to set, ani misvade b'chol yacholti. I'd say another vidu with all my power. So the Beis Yosef writes, the oil is not choshes Ramban, because Shalom says, true, it may not be, but I personally try to be choshes for it. In the Shulchan Aruch, indeed, in that same simon, in the simon Tafrei Zion, where the practices of Yom Kippur evening are presented in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Mogen Avraham, in Simon Sukkot in Zion, the Mogen Avraham writes, where is it now? The end of Sukkot in Zion. Kosav Shalom, Roy Lahachmer Lizvados Achar Achila Kodem Chashecha Kadaz Ramban. He writes that it is proper to be Choshesh as well for the Shita of Ramban. The Pri Chodesh. Another great Sardi authority, the Pri Chodesh, and that same Simon Tov for Zion, and the end of Sukkot in Aleph. He, in fact, demonstrates that, again, despite the weight of the Mechaber's position, naturally in Sfarashi communities, nevertheless, the Pichodesh also writes that, in fact, many people do follow this Ramban, and he says, he mentions the name of a certain Sefer, he says a certain pyramid, Achshav, he writes, he quotes the Beis Yosef, and he says, Elo Sha'olam Lo Nogu Kain, right, fine. It must be some kind of a piyut or a poem. I'm not exactly familiar with what it is. I didn't have a chance to check as far as Shemachzer. Maybe we can find it as far as Shemachzer. But the Pichodesh says there is some type of tefillah that we say, sheyesh bo vidui, that does include vidui. So the Pichodesh as well says that our practice is to recite some form of vidui to be choshesh for this sheet of the Ramban, in spite of the fact that the Beis Yosef doesn't require it or doesn't go along with it. Similarly, in the Kaf HaChayim, and I guess I didn't think I should have just checked in as Friday Masa. I think I have one home. But anyway, someone has a chance to take a look. You take a look. The Kaf HaChayim, in that same Simon Tov for Zion, at the end of Sukkot and Beis, he rewrites again, quotes the Prichodosh, and he says, behind the Leminig HaSfardim, that's what the Sfardim do. Ubnei Ashkenaz, what about the Ashkenazim? Ubnei Ashkenaz writes the Kaf HaChayim, Yotzim b'masha omrim tfilo zaka kodem kol nidre. How are we Ashkenazim mekayim that shita of Ramban? And the Shalom says he's supposed to do it. We don't say this piyut or this tfilo of Eli Teshukaso, whatever exactly that is. He says we say tfilo zaka. Who wrote tfilo zaka? It was the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom wrote, it's printed in the Chai Odom, it's called Kuf Memdal, the Chasam Kippurim. The text of Tfilah Zaka, it's found in Ar Machzorim, it's written by the Chai Odom, and Kamosh HaKosan is the Chai Odom, called the Sidure Ashkenaz. The Sidure Ashkenaz. So that's the, can I speak in Mishnah Berurah, the last Chakvav, or the whole town? So that's what we do. So Tani said it correctly, that our Tfilah Zaka is what the, it doesn't contain Hashem and Achet, but certainly those are familiar with Tfilah. Thank you. Thanks very much. It certainly contains a Vidu-like presentation. We say I did this wrong, and we mentioned different parts of the body that misused and abused and so on. So certainly it counts as a Vidu. So that's how we would say this particular sheet. Mishnah Berurah, again, it's still some tough for Zion. In the middle of Sivkot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, one in a moment, here it is, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yesh poskim shesovrin shesorach lizvados gam achar achila kodem chashecha." Mishnah Berurah writes, "There are some poskim who say that Ramban, who says you spend, and the Shalom felt to be we should be choshes for that." So he says, "There are some poskim who hold that you should go ahead to say." And again, the Mogen Avraham mentioned it, and the Tzar Tzion, he writes it, the Rechaim quotes it, in the Shari Ephraim, and the Balatanya, all of the major achronim, or many of the major achronim, quote this bichoshes for the shita shetzorach lizvados gam achar achila kodem hashecha. The royal lahachmer kedeyazu, which Rosh says it's proper to do that. The chayn nagu bismanei l'shomer mos tfilah zaka, and that's tfilah zaka. That's what the first thing in the machzor, right? That's what we do. We say tfilah zaka. So that's the Mishnah Berurah writes. It's interesting. The Kaf HaChayim pointed to the Siddur of Yavetz, the Siddur Beis Yaakov Emden. Okay, so I'm just going to read. He quotes it in the Kaf HaChayim there, but I'll read it inside. After he prints the whole Tfilah Zaka, this is the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, Siddur Beis Yaakov. So after he prints the whole Tefillah Zaka, his kaparis, his at the end of Tefillah Zaka, he writes. Mamish the end, he quotes the whole Tefillah Zaka, ends Yul Atzon Mifir, going to be the Vanech Hashem Tzuvi Goli, Amen Mechein Yatzon, fine. Then adds the Yaakov Emden, Omer Belachash Bevid Yochid, Havida Biktsara Ashamno. After saying Tefillah Zaka, the Yaakov Emden says, you should say Ashamno. Hazay Paskin there. Im Chashecha Mamish, just as the Mamish gets dark. And then he says, the Rav and the Chazan give it, the Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, but then we said, I want to stress two things. First of all, he says to say Hashamnu. It was Hagam that we said Tefillah Zaka, and that's what the Prichodah says. That's how we yotze the Shita, and the Mishnah Berurah says, as you do. But back then it says, nevertheless, it's a good idea to say Hashamnu afterwards again. Mamish right before it gets dark. Okay, he also mentions to say it quietly, B'yachin. Meaning it's not, the whole, it's not the whole Tzibur saying the Hashamnu out loud. It's a Yachid saying it B'lachash. Interesting is that in the Sefer, okay, wrote it. Yeah, the Sefer Yesod V'Shorish Avoda on Shaar Yud Aleph Perek Vav, talks about the laws of Yom Kippur. So he says here, in my edition is page Reish Lamed Ches, Sefer Yesod V'Shorish Avoda. He writes, after quoting the whole Ramban, he says, V'Hoya Kisavu Beis Hakneset Teicher from Yad Yisvada Benusach Hashem Nebagadnu. He says you should say Hashamnu, and he writes at the end, Kvar Nispashet, and then it would come about the Knesios, Lisvados, but Tzibur, called him Kol Nidre. How do you like that? He said, Rosh Hashanah quotes a minig that the whole Tzibur, they say out loud, the whole, right before Kol Nidre, before, we take out the Sefer Torah, they say, or Zerul Atzadik seven times, whatever our minig is, but he says before that, the whole Tzibur should say the Hashamnu, should say the Vidu of Hashamnu. The Mate Ephraim, Matei Farm is a very important halachic work for the Yom Noraim, and Sukkot is considered in a certain sense, in some ways, to be sort of the final authority by many. Shemur quotes him all the time. Matei Farm and Simon Tov Reish Yud Tes Sif Ches, he writes, Nochon Sheterem Knesis Yom HaKippurim Yomar Belachash Havidu Iktsara Ashamna V'chule. Why? Lefishu Ascholos HaKapora Likoneis Yom HaKippurim B'tshuva. What's the idea? You want to be in a mode of tshuva mamish the second before Yom Kippur. It's the perfect way to usher in Yom Kippur. V'hu ikar mitzvah tshuva v'nadin. And that's the ikar mitzvah tshuva, right? Mamish going into Yom Kippur. U'mashe tiknu lishvados b'mincha. Why the Gemara says you do it b'mincha before they eat? That's the fisha chosha shemititar of daito alav shishtaka besuda, whatever it is, below yuchal lishvados achar kafayin. Okay, the Lachain he writes, "Lo tricha tzibur lizvados shenis b'knis layom." They didn't make the tzibur to do it a second time until Meirav time, until we do Meirav. But mikol mokom ko yochid yuchal lochos atzma shema me'ez haminchad ata nichshol be'ez avera. Maybe since I done mincha in the last 3 hours, I've done all kinds of errors. Even at the table, we talk lashon hara, do other things. Maybe we're we'll careful about benching or whatever. Chas v'shalom, v'toil is avida is there. Aval ein lino kein b'tzibur shnir kemoso divi chacham zal. So you shouldn't do it b'tzibur.
What? So then you would not
do Right, not you'd give me this. It's just Hashan, right.
Just
yes, correct. Right, that's it. Right. Okay. However, despite this, that I bring to the table, that's what I did. Oh, here it is, yeah. Despite this, however, Rav Shechter reports in Sefer Nefesh HaRav in Yom HaKippurim Oz Gimel, it's page Tof, page Reishud, he writes, B'morgan Avram, I mentioned before, Hevi me'ashalah shemin anachon lochus v'shitz ha-ramban v'lach so izvadas oda pam la'achas v'mafsekes kodem k'nisas kuzham shalom kippurim, because that's what it means, lifnei Hashem titaru. Lifnei Hashem, before coming to Hashem in Kippur, titaru, should already be in a mode of titaru. Klomar, shetizvadu kodem shetachnis lifnei Hashem. Ukdusha v'shitz ha-kippur ha-nakpisa lifnei Hashem. On Yom Kippur, the whole Yom Kippur is about lifnei Hashem, that's another shmuz. Okay. Well, mehai taima no gurabim lomar sanusah tefillah zaka shechibah rav chayadam, and that's the chayadam the tefillah zaka, like we said. But now Rabbi Shechter writes like this: Uvechaslavich, where Rabbi Yashar Bia the Rav grew up, haya haminig lomar havida haragil kodem sheolma mesat tefillah zaka. Before tefillah zaka, they would say the regular vidah shamdu. V'chein hinhig rabbeinu b'nei samidus shalom b'Boston. That's what the Rav instituted in Boston. Shekol ha-tzibur. Despite what the Matei Ephraim said, despite what the Yaakov Emden said, that it's done quietly, more likely so the Shor HaShavoda. Shekol ha-tzibur amur b'yachar es kol musach ha-vidi ha-kotzer v'ha-orach. Hashamnu an al-chet. How do I tell? That's what the Rebbe apparently was instituted in Boston. That at before Tefillah Zakah, I guess they started probably whatever time Kol Nidre is, it was probably half an hour earlier. Right? Everyone came to shul and he instituted. You should say the whole video with the Yishanu. Hechel Matevus al Kenel al Kevus Seno Ona. You know, Ona Tavolos Fanech Tzvot Seno. The paragraph of the Yishanu Yishanu. Tavolos Fanech Tzvot Seno, etc. Ad Lasos is called Dibra Torah Zos, which is the end of the end of after Al Chatoim Shanu Chaimaim Chatos Al Chatoim Shanu Chav Ola. All that it ends. It's called Dibra Torah Zos. So the Rav instituted his community again in spite of the Matefan and all. So it has the entire text of the Vida. So I was thinking that maybe this shita, it's a shita Rabban, the Beis Yosef says that, you know, we're not choshes that the Velt doesn't do it, but Lamaisa, a good part of the Velt apparently does, because both by the Sardin and by the Ashkenazim, we have Tzila Zako, by the Sardin had this other piyut that the Prichodesh and the Kafachayim talk about. Again, if I have a chance, look it up in the Sardish where they still have such a piyut printed in their Machzorim. We are Ashkenazim have Tzila Zako, and on top of Tzila Zako, apparently there were many people, even if Akhenaten writes, to say Hashamnu afterwards, the Rav used to do it the other way. He said Hashamnu and all the Achait before, despite the fact that the Beis Yosef, the Olam, is not knowing like the Ramban. Apparently, many of them are going to bomb this hall. Many people are knowing like this Ramban. So I was thinking maybe that's what the Rokeach, the Vilna Gaon, quoted, had in mind. We started with that strange thing. We're only going to say Slichas, I mean, only say Vidu once tomorrow in the Slichas, right? Just one Hashamnu. And Viragor gives the reason, the name of the Rokeach gives the reason, because you're anyway going to say Vida two more times, namely a Mincha and an Arvis. So I thought maybe what he meant by Arvis was not Arvis Meirah, but evening. You're going to say two more Vidas. You're going to have a Vida. Because our question was, why is he counting Meirah? It's already Yom Kippur. It's not the same day. It's not connected to chakras. So you can say what you answered. It's all flow. It's all one. Good. But I'm suggesting maybe that the Rokeach was also assuming that there was this other Vidui, this other Hashamnu, or like the Rav said, Hashamnu, and Al-Khayt, right before sunset on Yom Kippur, right? Mamish, right before Kol Nidre. And that's what he means by two more times. Not talking about Meirah. It hangs. It doesn't flow in terms of Meirah. So maybe that's what he had in mind. I don't know, but it makes sense to me. I know personally, I do try and say the after Tefillah Zakah. I do. So I don't have time to. It's getting late. You know what I mean? You got to say Kol Nidre. You have to say Kol Nidre before Shkia. You have to say Kol Nidre before Shkia. At least one time. Another two times don't matter. At least one time. We say Kol Nidre three times. At least one time has to be should preferably be before Shkia. So usually it's like very tight. But I do. I personally do say the Hashamnu after saying Tefillah Zakah. I say Ana Tavolov and Hoseno, Baltav Samet Kaseno and Sunshine and Achnas Zohan until the Hashamnu. And I never said all the Achait, but that's what Akhenaten writes, and that's what the Matefaim seems to say. So if you can, it seems to be a fairly decent practice. I'll just conclude that Rav Shurkin in the Sefer Harei Keder and Siman Mem Aleph discusses a little bit about the Vidiv Erev Kippur. So we won't go into the whole thing now. It's a nice piece. It's really nicely written up here, and as most of the things are. He says, what this idea altogether of the Vida and Erev Kippur, and of course the Rambam says it also, and everyone passes to do it on Erev Kippur in Mincha time, but he says, apparently, I'll read, V'nir Mizeh, D'kvar be'Erev Kippurim Chalim Olav HaChiyuvim Shalom HaKippurim Medina Kapar. Apparently, some Chiyuvim of Erev Kippur already enforced on, some Chiyuvim of Erev Kippur already enforced on Erev Kippur. And he said that's the pshat in the Gemara. Kol ochel v'shosu be'erev kippur malal v'akosum kilis ana chi ve'asiri. Okay, they're connected. It's really heads and tails. They're not two separate days almost. Heads and tails are the same day. So I was thinking. So that's what the Rav said. And maybe that also fits in. You know, that's the idea of saying the vidui on erev kippur, because erev kippur already has a halos of kippur in a certain sense. And he has other riots to this. He calls it. So it sounds anyway. What I want to add, just as a thought, based added to what the Rav said, you know, we know that Erev Kippur is the one time that there's a chiyuv midoraisa to add on to the day. But everyone agrees the raisa. But other Shabbos and Yom Tov, but Tosefes Yom Kippur is the raisa, because it says b'sishal achodesh. In fact, it's an irony, just to point out, I know it's late, I'm sorry, an irony that there are two things the Gemara learns from the b'sishal achodesh, the fact that the Torah refers to Yom Kippur night as tishal achodesh b'erev. It's an odd formulation. Tishal achodesh b'erev is already the 10th. So why did they call it Tisha B'chodesh B'erev? So that's, we know, there's a minute, they didn't have to eat, the mitzvah to eat in Erev Kippur, and I also Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's really presented in the Gemara, I think, as a machokas. And we pass them both. We pass them as a mitzvah to eat in Erev Kippur, we also pass them the mitzvah to eat on Erev Kippur. But I'm thinking, maybe the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur is not just, the old Chakir, is not just not to do malacha and to accept upon ourselves the the you know, the kedusha yom, and not to do not to have a fit, not to eat anymore, and so on. But also perhaps there's a kumbah say in the fasenis on Kippur. What is the kumbah say of Yom Kippur of either a tshuva? So maybe that which we do late in the day, when it's still the ninth outside, it's still not dark, but we've already identified as Yom Kippur, Mekabel Yom Kippur early. That's what Rashi had said in that Gemara. We're already Mekabel Yom Kippur early. Mekabel Yom Kippur early. So how do we manifest that in a kumbah say fashion? Can a kiddush, right? I mean, what are you going to do? So maybe that vidui is part of the, you know, I'm just suggesting, maybe that vidui is part of the sort of definition of Yom Kippur, of Erev Yom Kippur, when it's not yet dark, it's still being already connected in a very deep sense to Yom Kippurim, and if we do vidu then. But anyway, then, these are some of the ideas of vidu in general, particularly vidu of Erev Yom Kippur, and I would suggest, you know, based on these poskim, if someone has the time, at the end of Tfilah Zakar, a lot of times people don't have the time to get through Tfilah Zakar. That's also a problem. That's why the Chafetz Chaim switched the order of certain things. I think in many of the article master, I think they printed in a different order, and they explain on the bottom it's because the Chayalim, because the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim felt they should change the order, make sure at least you cover this, because most people are running late, you know, like Kedar Kena, we're always running late. But Erev Yom Kippur is not a time to be, not a time to be late. Erev Yom Kippur has to be on time. Sometimes I have, during the course, you have anxiety dreams. You know, everyone has their own anxiety dreams. Anxiety dreams, I sometimes have anxiety dreams that Erev Yom Kippur being late. And I know something's bothering me good. You know what I mean? The Gemara says, if you see Me'ilah, then you have to, that's already a fasting. No, it says, if you see Me'ilah in the dream, that's no good. But a dream about Erev Yom Kippur, you know, running late. So, yeah, there's always lots of things to do. But one should try, certainly, to say Tfilah Zakar. And if possible, as I do it, to say the Vidur Hashem, the way I don't do it much with the Tzibur, despite the fact that the Rav did it that way, and that the Yisrael Vashar Shavod quotes that some people had the name to do it that way, the more prevalent seems to be not to Matriach the whole Tzibur, but if you can, I would think it's a good idea. Anyway, everyone should, we should all be zochet to say the Vidur properly, and to say all of the Tzibur, and to keep them properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us a Mechila B'chesed, Mechila B'rachim, we should have Ksir V'chassima, should be sealed as well for Shnas Chaim V'Osher, and Gemach Sinatola. That's all.